Good evening and welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and it is time now for some news and notes in the NBA. So we have invited back on this weekend show Mark Spears, our Yahoo NBA writer, who is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, who's living the big life out there in California. How are you, Mark?
Oh, the big life. Hey. I don't have a high rise in San Francisco. I live in Oakland. I do okay.
Yeah, but you're enjoying that beautiful weather. It's been brutal. It's been ridiculous out here in Houston all week.
Well, I was in New York during All-Star, and my biggest regret was, you know, I worked in Boston for 2 years, and I worked in Denver for 8, and I forgot about thermals.
Yeah.
You know, living in California.
Sure.
And, man, it was about as cold as I could ever remember during All-Star weekend in New York. So I certainly will have my thermals, and people told me you have to have layers and thermals, right?
That is so true.
I wouldn't think you need that in Texas.
Well, I never complain. I'm a Montana gal, so I know what suffering mightily through some brutal winters up there. We were always praying for what you call a Chinook, for those warm winds to come through to warm us up. But let's move ahead, because it has been a while, Mark, since we've had an opportunity to visit, and there's a number of discussion points I want to get into, and I want to lead off with the injury crisis that continues to weigh down the NBA, this star-driven league. I mean, obviously, big talking points about the fact that Kevin Durant, he's undergone this procedure, getting his screw changed. Anthony Davis out with the Pelicans, here in Houston, Dwight Howard, Chandler Parsons at Dallas, and of course, Derrick Rose. My question to you is, why is this happening? And if anything, what preventative measures can be taken to solve this health crisis?
That's a really, really tough question. You know, maybe the common denominator there, and I hate to say it because I'm a big fan of it, some might say, you know, playing for USA Basketball during the summer, might be a little bit too much, you know, but Kevin Durant pulled out of it. Paul George might have got hurt in it, and Derrick Rose played in it to kind of get the rust off, but, you know, all those rookies that are hurt haven't played in it, and so I just think, I actually think, as far as the rookies are concerned, I'm kind of pointing the finger at AAU, because I've friends whose kids play, and they tell stories of playing 3 and 4 games in a day, which it's just to me too much. I know USA Basketball is trying to regulate injury. AAU as best they can. Good luck on that. But you know, I think while they have rules for high school pitching, I think they need to have rules for high school AAU playing, that these kids should only play one game a day in these tournaments and not have to play 3 and 4 times or 6 times over the course of a weekend. And they're getting a lot of mileage on them. But as far as the big boys, the all-stars getting hurt, I think it's kind of just mutually exclusive with each guy and just unfortunate.
Well, you mentioned AAU and USA Basketball, but at the NBA level, I mean, perhaps there's no clear-cut answer, but something must be done, and you were up there at the All-Star break. I mean, NBA Commissioner, I mean, Adam Silver, I mean, he touched on it in his All-Star address, that dramatic improvements need to perhaps take place in terms of with eliminating the number of back-to-backs to reduce these tough stretches that these players are going through.
Well, Coach of the Grizzlies yesterday mentioned maybe starting the season 2 weeks earlier. You know, Mark Cuban mentioned maybe stretching the season later.
Right.
I don't think they have any interest in cutting down the games because they don't want to lose money and the players don't want to lose money. Doc Rivers says, hey, why don't we cut preseason down to 4 games instead of 6? I certainly agree with that. But maybe what you do is you cut it to 4, start the season maybe a week or two earlier, and just stretch it out. I'm with Mark Cuban. I don't see any problems with the season going into July. I think it would be cool to have the NBA Finals during 4th of July weekend, when a lot of people are off and would have a chance to watch.
Sure.
Not that they're not watching before, but perhaps you could have more day games and stuff like that instead of these games that are so late at 9 o'clock at night, these playoff games. But, one NBA player once told me that, you know, you're only going to be able to give your best in so many games. It's just too many games. I know Ray Allen once said he thought if they cut the season to 65 to play would increase dramatically. But again, the players wouldn't be willing to take less money to do so. So I do think another mistake that people don't really talk about is, and I see this a lot being in Northern California, you'll see a team play the Warriors and then go fly to Phoenix and play the Suns and then fly back and play Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, arenas have scheduling, and they might have the ice capades or a comedy show or a concert or something like that.
Right.
But if you're going to play Golden State, you should play Sacramento next. It's only an hour and 15-minute drive without traffic. You know, and for the teams who are bougie and they fly, it takes them 15 minutes.
Right.
You know, so you should play both L.A. teams at one time. You should play both New York teams or play Washington and Philly, Chicago, Milwaukee, you know, Dallas, Oklahoma City. There's so many ways where you could make it easier on these guys, not in, even just with, you know, cutting down the back-to-backs, but just by making the travel lighter. Get them out of the air, you know. At Spurs, their thing is self-induced in a lot of ways. Their rodeo trip that they do every year.
Right.
I think that certainly wears their team out to be on the road that long, and they break it up with the All-Star break. But, you know, I mean, the NBA needs to look at itself, and I think a lot of these teams need to make the scheduling better too. But enough with these play Golden State, go play in Utah, and then turn around and play Sacramento. I think that needs something. That's something that needs to be addressed as well.
You know, Mark, you have an opportunity to talk to so many players all the time throughout the league. I mean, what is the biggest concern, or what are they sharing with you? I mean, Monte Ellis, he's on our show tonight, and we address this. I mean, he's one of the Ironmen of the NBA, the number of games that he has played in. But what kind of feedback are you getting from the players? I know you had a chance to catch up with Paul George at the All-Star break.
Well, first of all, when you talk to Monte Ellis, he said, you could say that I said this earlier, that he's one of those guys that I don't know that his game will ever get the respect that it deserves. I mean, he's a guy, I saw him a lot in Golden State. He plays hard every night.
True.
Great score. And he probably would never be an All-Star, but he's certainly respected throughout the league and feared throughout the league. And, you know, I've enjoyed watching this growth from playing in Golden State to going to Milwaukee to now to Dallas. So at least he'll get to go to the playoffs this year. Perhaps he'll have some big games. But, you know, when I talked to Paul George recently, I think the one thing that's interesting with him is he's expecting to come back in mid-March. And this is something, it's going to be a bigger story in a month or so. But one thing I talked to him about is, can you imagine them going into the playoffs with a healthy Paul George and playing Cleveland or Atlanta in the first round of the playoffs? If you look at the way Indiana's been playing, they're playing rejuvenated. They're winning. They beat Golden State the other day. They're playing good basketball. They're moving up to Eastern Conference rankings. They will make the playoffs, and this is without Paul George. So Paul George comes back with a month before the playoffs comes, gets the rust off, and is his old self. No one's talking about the Pacers, but I think they quietly are moving up the ladder, and people have to start paying attention to what they're doing, how they're playing, and if Paul George is healthy, how scary a team they could be come playoff time.
You're listening to the voice of Mark Spears, Yahoo NBA writer. He's joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Let's talk now and examine the future with Derrick Rose. Obviously, this torn meniscus. What are the timetable in terms of him returning? I mean, is he going to come back this year?
I think it's one of those things you really don't know until he has the surgery, and sounds like he has some decisions to make as to what kind of surgery he wants or if he even wants to have surgery. I'm sure there's a lot of pressure for him to do something to come back this year. But if I'm him, I'm listening to a trusted doctor. I think he should be selfish in this. I know Bulls fans don't want to hear this, but he is only 26 years old. So if you do a quick fix, it could have negative long-term, ramifications. if he fixes it the right way, then he still could be playing for a while. There's a lot of guys that I saw, like Antonio McDyess and Kenyon Martin, who overcame the injuries to play a long time. There's other guys like Brandon Roy who would, you know, it ended his career. So I do think that Derek has some great people around him, people that have his best interest in heart. And I think he just needs to be really, really careful with this decision and probably be a little selfish about his long term.
Well, the Bulls are without their franchise player. I just got to wonder, I mean, how should it approach its future? I mean, this is a huge blow for them.
Yeah, it's a devastating blow. And then, you know, you just feel for Derek, too, as a person. Great guy. You feel for him that he's going through this. I've seen him fight through it and get back, and how good he felt in Chicago when he was playing for USA Basketball, just to be out there amongst his fans again. So I can only imagine how devastated he is right now, how devastated the team is. They had a bad loss after they, you know, learned about Derek. But you know what? They got Jimmy Butler. They got Pau Gasol, two All-Stars. They're going to have to pick it up a level. Einrich's going to have to pick it up. They had some success without Derek Rose this season. And I guess it's a TBD. On what to think, because I would guess that he's probably done, but until they make the medical decision, we just don't know. But I really hope he does what's best for him.
Hey, Mark Spear is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Only got about a minute. I do want to get a hit on one of the biggest storylines this week, the difference of opinion in Dallas. Talk to us about what was your reaction and takeaway from the game with Rajon Rondo.
It's disappointing. I covered Rajon in Boston and really enjoyed it. And, you know, he's had a couple bad years as far as knee injuries, going from being on a world championship team to one of the worst teams, and getting a reputation as a guy that, you know, might be a little disgruntled. I hope he's able to have a strong rest of the season with Dallas. He's going to be a free agent, and you want to go into free agency the right way and not go into free agency with a rep. And, you know, only those guys really know what was truly being said and what was talked about. And obviously in Dallas they have a really respected coach that's not going anywhere, and he's certainly not going to back down any player. Hopefully for Rajon, who, you know, I know is a good guy at heart, he can clean up the rest of the season, have a strong playoff, and kind of push this episode behind him.
Outstanding. Mark, we look forward to talking to you real soon, okay?
All right.
Stick around. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.